Australia now has its fifth Prime Minister in 5 years. So what does it mean for the nation's place in the world? That's the topic for a discussion hosted by the Sydney-based think tank, the Lowy Institute, tomorrow evening. Lowy's Executive Director is Michael Fullilove. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you very much.
In terms of foreign policy, where do you see Australia heading under Scott Morrison's prime ministership?
Well, Mr. Morrison takes over the helm of Australian foreign policy at a very difficult period because the international order has been fraying for the last couple of years. And so it's not the most propitious circumstances in which to start. And he faces a second barrier, and that is that he's the fifth Prime Minister in 5 years. So we are starting to look a little ridiculous with our international counterparts. He starts, as all new prime ministers do, with some international relationships, but not having the depth and time that long-term incumbents do.
How does that work against us?
Which bit? Which element?
Well, not having the relationships or the profile. I mean, how does that have an impact on us?
Because international politics is like domestic politics. The longer you're in it, the more you're able to develop long-term relationships with other individuals who are prepared to make deals with you, the more confident you are in the role. Most Australian politicians have not had a terrific amount to do with the international system before they rise to these sorts of levels. So I think it's the case with all prime ministers that after a year or two, it's usually not for a couple of years until they really hit their stride, when they've developed friendships and relationships with other heads of government, where they're on top of the issues, they have the confidence to perform on the international stage.
Do you see a point of difference between Scott Morrison and his predecessor, Malcolm Turnbull?
It's mainly speculative because Mr. Morrison hasn't really been in the foreign policy area. We can say, I know that he spoke to the Institute in 2016 as Treasurer, and he certainly presented as an internationalist. He made a case for an open economic model. He will have, of course, observed from the Cabinet table how Australian foreign policy has developed in the last couple of years. So, for example, the significant hardening, I would say, of China policy over the period of Mr. Turnbull's prime ministership is one that he would have observed and been a part of. We can say that his instincts are more conservative than Mr. Turnbull's. I mean, Mr. Turnbull was a cosmopolitan leader. He was very worldly. His son lives overseas. He has an apartment in New York. He's a different sort of character from Mr. Morrison, who's a more conservative, more of a retail politician. So I think these are sort of themes that will be worked out in coming months. I do think it's a good start that he's proceeding with the trip to Jakarta, as I understand it, this week. I think that's great because the Indonesia relationship was one where Mr. Turnbull had a good relationship with President Jokowi, and I think to cancel that visit would have been damaging. So I think it's a good sign that he's proceeding with that.
So is that a signal to the world that it's business as usual?
It's a signal to Indonesia that the relationship is important to Mr. Morrison, but I don't think any trip is going to signal to the world that it's business as usual, because I think to much of the world, we look silly. It looks like, for some reason, we don't have governments that can exercise their authority, that can win re-election, and it clouds international perceptions of Australia as a reliable and credible interlocutor. So I think it's going to take more than one trip to signal to the world it's business as usual.
How do you think China will regard our new prime minister, given that he's called for greater economic engagement with China, but also Chinese investment on national security grounds? Just last Thursday, it didn't get much coverage, of course, because of all of the other changes, but he announced that Huawei would be blocked from Australia's 5G network. Is that significant?
We can't say. I think the Chinese would take a wait-and-see approach. I think Beijing was concerned about the way Australian foreign policy was developing. I think they were comforted and reassured in some ways by the speech that Mr. Turnbull gave the University of New South Wales recently. So I think they would wait and see what they're going to get. I mean, like the rest of the world, they've had a blizzard of prime ministers, really. So they probably feel a bit discomforted by that. I guess he has a clean slate to build relationships with Beijing. I mean, given that the relationship has been if not in the deep freeze, the bilateral relationship has been pretty frosty. I suppose one advantage of the change, of any change, is that you have new personalities there. So you have a new prime minister and a new foreign minister, and perhaps in conjunction with the so-called reset at the University of New South Wales, perhaps we can draw a line under some of the difficulties we've had. Although the China relationship is going to be difficult regardless of who is in the lodge, because these issues are not, I don't believe, primarily driven by us.
Yeah, you just talked about a new foreign minister, because that's the other part of this, isn't it? At least for many years, we've had the stability of Julie Bishop being the foreign minister, even if our prime ministers have changed. But now we've actually lost that continuity as well. So what is the broader impact of that potentially?
I think that's regrettable, because Julie Bishop was a fine foreign minister. She was well-liked, she was well-briefed, she was very professional. I was with her in Samoa 2 weeks ago at the launch of the Lowy Institute Pacific Aid Map, and she spoke without notes at that launch very warmly and hit all the right marks. So to go back to where we started, after 5 years or so as foreign minister, you develop very long-standing relationships. Now Maurice Payne has to begin that process again. She has the advantage of having come from the Defence Ministry, and of course it's rare for a Defence Minister to be promoted. Usually Defence is a sort of a career-ending role, but in Senator Payne's case, she has been moved to this very important job as Foreign Minister. So I think it's a positive sign that she is someone who's had a long interest in the world, and she's had a couple of years' portfolio experience in Defence. So I think that's positive, but it doesn't change the fact that we've lost one of the world's long-standing, well-liked foreign ministers. I think that's too bad.
And what about the invitation to US President Donald Trump to come to Australia? Of course, Scott Morrison and Donald Trump spoke on the phone. Is that a good idea?
It's very hard to know how to deal with President Trump, because how do you deal with somebody who, on the one hand, is the most powerful person in the world, and on the other hand, is a truly unpleasant individual who can behave in a very obnoxious and unpredictable way? And different world leaders have tried different approaches, and most of them have failed. So the UK Prime Minister May, you remember, gave Mr. Trump the love, invited him to Britain, held his hand, and he repaid her with real discourtesy, reaching out to her rival Boris Johnson, making all sorts of unhelpful comments to her while he was in the country. On the other hand, Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, has tried to maintain a distance, and she's also suffered from it. So I think you've got to suck it and see with Mr. Trump. I think it will be a big test for Mr. Morrison, regardless of whether he goes close or stays distant, because Lowy Institute polling shows that although Australians remain big supporters of the alliance, they don't like Mr. Trump and they don't trust President Trump.
Michael Fullilove, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Patricia.
That's the Executive Director of the Lowy Institute, Michael Fullilove. And they'll be discussing Australia's foreign policy under the new Morrison government tomorrow evening. This is RN Drive.